I guess when the Premier made this announcement on Saturday, on Friday, said you would have been doing cartwheels.
Absolutely. Really, really pleased. One, because we'd taken the punt to prepare this production after a year's delay, and two, that people are really crying out for some live entertainment and are really wanting to get out and support our entertainment industry. So that's great news, and I do congratulate the Premiers and certainly the Peter Gutwin and his team here. And all those people that were lobbying for this for some time, it really was inequitable in terms of Tasmania's response, which I thought was overly restrictive.
And the cultural and creative sector or the performing arts sector have really done it so hard in the last 12 months. And you said there was a punt on putting the production on. I think you announced this back in November or December, and the landscape back then was very different to what we're looking at today.
Yes, it was, and it was a cautionary punt. But we were expecting to present the show with restrictions, far more restrictive than what's just been announced. But we just believe that otherwise theatre takes a long time, certainly musical theatre takes a long time to prepare, and we thought if we'd gone another year without a production, there was a real vacuum in terms of people's incentive to do musicals anymore. But anyway, we took the punt. We were cautionary with it, but at the same time, and we'd budgeted for that. But now, all we want is an audience.
Yes, indeed.
That's what we all want.
Well, yeah.
As well as entertain.
Well, I guess if these restrictions hadn't been eased, and they're not yet, of course, we don't know when, early next month, what the exact date will be, but I guess you were preparing to play to half-empty houses, and that's nowhere near as good as having a full house with everyone singing and clapping, and as they will, no doubt, with this one along with it.
Absolutely, and we were preparing for that. The important thing, I suppose, was that being part of a musical theatre is the enjoyment of preparing it, and the other part of course, is presenting it to a live audience. But we were prepared to take that punt because we knew that Tassie had done the right things for so long, over 300-odd days. It just struck me that this couldn't persist because no one was providing evidence for allowing us or for insisting that we were so restrictive.
Well, the good news is that it will be 100% seating capacity, and I understand that there won't be a requirement of masks, which is terrific as well. You're only a month and a couple of days out from your first opening night, Sid, so how's the production going? I guess you'd be up to dress rehearsal stage almost by now, wouldn't you?
We're well on the way. Musically, it's fantastic. Seriously, they're ready to go, and people will love the sounds. It's a show for all ages, but the great hit songs of Buddy Holly, but not to forget the Big Bopper and, of course, Richie Valens and others.
Now, how are the performers going with it? I'd imagine whoever's got Richie Valens' role has had to learn how to sing La Bamba in Spanish. I mean, that's got to be incredibly difficult.
He's already mastered that, and now we're working on his hip movements.
Okay.
he's got a gyrate at 100 miles an hour, and doing a great job, but when you put them together, that's a lot of energy. But our fellow actually is an award-winning soccer player.
Right.
As well as being a most handsome chap, he's very fit.
Okay, and I think you told me a while ago that the lead that you've got cast for this is going to blow people away.
Oh, Ezra Shelvin, magnificent, beautiful voice. And he looks like Buddy Holly, and this guy's got a wonderful nature. Terrific singer, and with the other crickets, of course, let's not forget them, they make a fabulous sound, and we've also introduced some four-part harmonies with Bromin Darvello, musical director, and Dave Turner with his band. That really is a fabulous musical, and there's not a lot of words, you know, dialogue and whatever else in it. It's go, 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 music, 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 and you'll see it in front of you.
Terrific. Now, you did say you need an audience. How do people book? And I guess maybe a few people were holding back booking until they sort of got a bit of a feel for how it was going to go.
Yeah. Well, you know that the coast is notoriously slow anyway to book.
Yeah.
But we've had people saying, I hope this show goes ahead. We're really looking forward to something. And now that bookings are picking up, so we're a month out, and you can just see now they're starting to pick up. So we do urge everybody, if you want a terrific night out or an afternoon in case of our matinees, book through the Devonport Town Hall, Parramatta Centre, and you can go and do your own bookings and pick their own seats and be ready to go, because it's an absolute toe-tapping pleasure.
Now, it's going to be a fantastic night, Sid. I'm really looking forward to seeing it myself. It's the music's just a little bit before my era, but
are you sure?
Some of it. Some of it.
But just in mine.
Yeah, I know. We'll both enjoy different parts of it, I expect. But it's going to be a fantastic night, Sid. I'm really looking forward to it. And thank you to you and the Devonport Choral Society for having the faith to go ahead and put this on, because I think, as you said, it was a gamble and it's paid off.
Yeah, well, we love doing it and we just love entertaining people. But you'd be lucky to get a better show than the Buddy Holly story.
Looking forward to it, Sid. Thanks for your time today.
Mate.
You're welcome. Peter Sid Sidebottom, the director of the Buddy Holly story. Devonport Choral Society, you can book through the Parramatta Centre in Devonport. And now that we know it's going to go ahead with 100% seating capacity, let's hope that the seat sales pick up. I'm sure they will. Get online and book now.